I am speaking with Peggy Shepherd. She is the co-founder and executive director of We Act for Environmental Justice, which is based in New York. Peggy Shepherd will be speaking at Western Michigan University on Thursday. Her address is called Advancing Environmental Health and Justice, a Community Perspective. That begins at 6 o'clock Thursday night in Knaus Hall. It's part of the Center for the Humanities Changing Climate series. Peggy Shepherd, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Glad to be with you today.
Can you begin by defining environmental justice?
Yes. Environmental justice is the fair and equitable treatment of all communities in regards to environmental enforcement, environmental protection, as well as green benefits. We know that some communities, generally communities of color and low income, are disproportionately impacted by pollution, primarily because those communities are less informed about the issues, have less political power as well.
Is this somehow different from other areas of public policy, or is being wealthy and well-connected generally an advantage when it comes to any sort of public policy?
Well, certainly we know that big money makes a difference. We know that Congress is very influenced by lobbyists who are able to make very significant contributions from corporations and the business community. So, yes, wealth, power, affluence is very important in influencing public policy, as well as important in being able to do the research, develop their own reports and data that is also influential.
President Clinton signed an executive order 20 years ago which required all federal agencies to make achieving environmental justice part of its mission. Has that improved the situation at all?
It certainly has brought some attention to the issue, but you'd be surprised. I was somewhere last month and a city commissioner made the comment that, 20 years ago, environmental justice was just a catchword that didn't really mean anything. And I was floored that he thought that, because 20 years ago, President Clinton's executive order created a visibility to the issue. It meant that federal agencies had to develop plans on how they would address the disproportionate impact in communities of color and low income. Now, what has been the reality? The reality has been that those agencies have developed, you know, inconsequential plans that are not focused on achieving measurable results. And so we feel that the promise of that executive order has not been kept. Now, President Obama, just a couple of years ago, 2 years, I believe, reaffirmed the Clinton executive order. But unfortunately, we needed more than reaffirmation. We needed more teeth in that executive order. For instance, there's no annual reporting to the president or to Congress or to anyone about what you have done to reduce pollution in these communities. So there's really no real accountability to the executive order, unfortunately. And there could be. It could be amended and beefed up to be a serious document that can achieve some serious results. But that has not happened.